This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Audie Cornish. It's day 7 of West Virginia's water crisis, and more than half of households and businesses affected by last week's chemical spill now have safe tap water. That's according to the local utility West Virginia American Water. Officials say they've been routinely testing for lingering traces of the chemical. Out of an abundance of caution, though, authorities are advising pregnant women to drink only bottled water until further notice. Distribution sites in the Charleston area continue to hand out free bottled water to anyone who wants it. And NPR's Hansi Lo Wong caught up with several residents who've been told their water's safe, but just don't trust it.
Free water!
Bottled water is still a hot commodity in Charleston, where volunteers stock passing cars outside of Family Dollar. 1,600 cases roll off a truck one by one in the parking lot, where Lucretia Lucas, a Family Dollar store manager volunteering from Whitesville, West Virginia, helps hand out water.
A lot of places still are not out of the zone, so they're still, you know, under the watch and things.
Tom Gross bypassed the water line and headed straight for his car. He says the water in his home in Charleston is fine.
You drinking it?
Yes.
Showering with it?
Yes.
Cooking, cleaning?
Yes.
It's back to normal in your house?
Yeah.
Early this morning, the water ban was also lifted in Dale Whittington's neighborhood in Sissonville, but he's still picking up a few cases for him and his daughter. He hasn't had a chance to go home to start flushing out the contaminated water.
Does it still
you
smell?
You can't stay in the house for the smell.
What does it smell like?
Licorice or I don't know what all. It just I don't want to drink it, put it that way.
Neither does Tammy Coles of Charleston, who's picking up a couple cases of bottled water on her lunch break. The water utility has given her the go-ahead.
So it's been declared safe by the water department?
It has been declared safe by the water, but I'm just not trusting it right now. I shower with it, but that's about it.
Kermit Lawson of Charleston says he's lost his confidence. Before the chemical spill, he drank and cooked directly from the tap.
But now?
Well, the trust factor. Yeah, there's a trust factor involved now.
Lawson's flushed his home water pipes 3 times since the ban was lifted in his neighborhood yesterday. But he's still planning to rely on bottled water, and he's not sure when he's going to stop.
It won't be tomorrow, and I don't think that it'll be a month from now either.
That's a lot of chemicals. It's just not going to disappear in a couple days. There's no way.
Allison McGinnis, a single mother of 2 living in Charleston, is also skeptical.
We've got blue sludge, dirt coming out of the pipes.
Even this morning?
Even this morning, it's still rough because my little guy had surgery, so I'm bathing him in a baby pool in my kitchen, trying to keep him clean because he's got an open wound.
The tap water in McGinnis's home was declared safe 2 days ago, but as long as water distribution sites are still in place, she says she'll be back for more bottled water. Hansi Lo Wong, NPR News, Charleston, West Virginia.